You're listening to 100.9 The Heat, gospel for the glory of Jesus, the High Desert's number one music station with Mel Slade.
It is now time for a word from the Lord by Evangelist Pat Montgomery of Calvary Baptist Church of Pacoima.
Praise the Lord, my friends, and thank you, Brother Mel Slade, for allowing us to come. I'm indeed excited today. I'm excited about what God is doing in the lives of his people. And there is a special word that God wants to give us for today. And it is my prayer that you will have an open heart, an open mind, and an open spirit, the Holy Spirit, to receive this word in Jesus' name. Now, the word from the Lord today wants to focus upon the importance of clearing the mind. As we approach a brand new year, we will meet many new challenges and, yes, even deal with some of the old challenges. The best way to approach these challenges is with a clear mind. Praise the Lord. Proverbs 23:7 says, "For as a man thinks, so is he." So we want to start the year off, praise God, being all that we can be with the help of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. But there are some fundamental things that we must do, praise God, if we're going to clear our minds of the stuff that hinders our progress. Help me, Holy Spirit. The first thing you need to do, praise God, is to pray for the mind of Christ. As a matter of fact, the scriptures command that you let this mind be in you, which is also in Christ Jesus. That's Philippians 2:5. Praise the Lord. Romans 8:6 says, "For the mind set on the flesh, our sin nature, is death, wrong thinking. But the mind set on the Holy Spirit is life and peace." Praise God. Our minds, if not supervised by the Holy Spirit, can and will destroy our lives as Christians. God desires that our thoughts fall under his protective supervision. Praise the Lord. Now, Satan, the old devil, he loves to wage war against the people of God. And how does he do that? Through our minds. But praise God, God has made a way for us to escape the tricks that Satan plays with our minds. In 2 Corinthians 10:5, the word says that we are destroying speculations and every haughty thing raised up against the knowledge of God, and we are taking every thought captive to the obedience of Christ. Praise the Lord. We are not defeated. 1 John 4:4 says, "We have overcome the world because we belong to God, and greater is he that is within us than he that is in the world." Hallelujah. So I pray that those of you out there that are listening on today have accepted Jesus Christ as Lord and Savior, because this word is for all of us on today. Praise the Lord. According to the scriptures, the total dominion of Jesus Christ over our thought life is conceivable and even desirable. So you see, at this point, we can control our thoughts if you desire to do so. Hallelujah. God desires that we set our minds on Jesus Christ. Now, Satan, on the other hand, desires that we set our minds on anything but Christ. Hallelujah. So in order to clear our minds, and that's our topic for today, we want to focus on clearing our minds, God would have us to dwell on that Philippians 4:8 scripture. Philippians 4:8. And it says, finally, my brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are noble, whatsoever things are just, whatever things are pure, whatever things are lovely, whatever things of a good report, if there is any virtue and if there is anything praiseworthy, meditate and think on these things. Praise God. We're talking about clearing the mind. Hallelujah. It is time out for allowing your mind to become dumping ground for all kinds of bad thoughts and evil deeds. Praise God. Hallelujah. You should allow the presence of the Holy Spirit to come into your heart, and He will flood your heart, your soul, and your mind with good thoughts and demonstrate the goodness of God in your life. Hallelujah. Maybe you went through last year feeling and acting as though there is no hope for you. You have been beaten down to the ground, talked about, ridiculed, been misunderstood. People have talked about you and scandalized your name. Lord, help us today. Maybe somewhere along the line you have been robbed of your feeling of self-worth. Well, the Lord is saying to you today, get up, hold your head up high, look to Jesus, because He has promised He would never leave you or forsake you. We find that over in the book of Hebrews. But you must repent of the wrong that you have done in the past. Earnestly ask Jesus for forgiveness. And His word says in 1 John 1:9, if you confess your sin, He will be faithful and just to forgive you your sin and to cleanse you from all unrighteousness. Praise the Lord. There is help for you, my sisters and my brothers. Jesus paid it all at Calvary, and all to Him we owe. Sin had left a crimson stain, hallelujah, but Jesus washed us white as snow. And He will do the same for you, because Jesus has no respecter of persons. He is the same yesterday, today, and forever, hallelujah. If you don't know exactly how to start to clear up your mind and clean up your mind, you can start by asking Jesus Christ to come into your heart. Revelation 3:20, Jesus says, behold, I stand at the door and knock. If anyone hears my voice and open up the door, I will come into him and dine with him, and he will be mine and I will be his. Hallelujah. Romans 10 says, if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus and believe in your heart that after 3 days God raised Him from the dead, you will be saved. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the name of Jesus. Make a decision this day that you want to change your life for the good. Clean out the garbage in your mind from the past. That's over and done with. That's behind you. That's all over. Praise God. Give Almighty God a chance to come into your life, and He will give you a new life, new hope, and new joy. Praise God. This Jesus that we preach about, He is the Son of the living God. He is so wonderful. He is a counselor. He is Almighty God, the Prince of Peace. He is all you need. An everlasting Father. Thank you, Jesus. And when He comes in as Jehovah Jireh, a provider, Jehovah Rapha, a healer. He's all you need, I tell you. Whatever it is you need, the Lord God has got it. His words say in Philippians 4:19 that my God shall supply all your need according to His riches in glory by Christ Jesus. It's yours for the asking. It's yours for accepting Jesus Christ into your heart as Lord and Savior. Just accept Jesus Christ today. praise God and be blessed. Jesus is worthy to be praised. He shed his precious blood for the remission of our sins. Praise God. But the grave couldn't hold him. And after 3 days, he got up with all power in heaven and earth in his hands. Thank you, Jesus. The word of God says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten son, that whosoever believeth in Jesus would not perish, but they shall have everlasting life. Praise the Lord. Go ahead, my friend. Empty your mind of that old stuff and fill it with Jesus and enjoy the miracles and blessings that come from having the mind of Christ. Hallelujah. God bless his word to your hearts on today. Hallelujah. May God bless you and keep you is my prayer.